podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is episode 42. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show.
What up?
Woo! Before we start, does anybody have any secret classified information that they would like to share just because they can? I will say.
This is a safe space for sharing.
So, in full disclosure, I haven't eaten dinner because we were going to make this like Whole 30 Sloppy Joe thing that we found, and I had all the ingredients bought, and our realtor came by. Like, I came home and Tim, the realtor, was literally sitting on our deck furniture, and like he was just sitting on the deck, and I was just like,
that's not scary at all.
No, it's not, because every time
doesn't matter if you know him, just like you walk in the door and a person is sitting out.
I can see the deck from the driveway.
Oh, okay.
You know, so when you pull in. So I was just like, oh, Tim's sitting out there. And then, you know, Zach is excited. He's like, Mr. Tim! And Jay pulled up coincidentally at the exact same time as us. So Zachary's like running around the house being like, Tim is here! And Jay is like, we're trying to take our shoes off and get all the grocery bags in. He's like, well, open the door and let him in! It was really funny. So, yeah, Tim was here and we did not get to make dinner. I had a very rushed few handfuls of spinach salad and cucumber and a handful of leftover Tostitos chips that were here. So this might be a very bad show for me by the end, because I had two beers with Tim. Actually poured a half a thing. Not a half a thing. I poured. Okay, well, maybe it was a lot less water than I thought. I poured that much water into my drink.
It's like nothing. I believe that's what you call it, a splash.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I made it very on the lighter side. Anyway, so the moral of the story is I was straight chilling with my realtor, who we invited to. So I don't know if I did not talk about this last week, but everybody at the potty. You can see
at the potty.
See, I have a potty training update, and since they're not doing a Married Man show this week, I guess I could give it. I'll get to that though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, finish story one before you move on to story two.
I know. I
thought you said you didn't have a lot to talk about this week.
I can always find that. Talk about.
You put a microphone in front of your face, and just the things start just rolling off the tongue.
It's a good thing that we don't have a lot of feedback. I could actually tell a story without having to edit 20 minutes out of it and still have a reasonably length show.
Okay, story one. Back to story one.
Okay.
Tim on the deck. No Sloppy Joes.
Tim was on the deck. We didn't have Sloppy Joes. We barely ate dinner. And then I invited Tim. So the owner of the house, Daryl Rudy, came by. The weekend that everybody was here, last weekend, when everybody went to the Waffle House, and I was like, oh, I'm so all over. I can't right now.
You had to be there to let us
in. I had to be there. Yes, but to be
fair. But the hungover,
I could have, they hadn't left more than like 15 minutes before you got here. So I could have, like, in theory, let you guys in and then put you in my car and.
That's true. Yeah. Or you could have just told us to meet you at the Waffle House.
Yes. So there were options. But the only option that day for me was, please don't let me die. I have a whole weekend ahead of me. But anyway, so Daryl Rudy came by, the owner of the house. I feel like I shouldn't be giving out his name. Maybe I'll beep out. So Big D came by, Mr. Rudy, and motherfucker is like 87 years old. Looks like he's 70. He gave me his damn business card. Because he he has like his retirement job, which he's been doing for like 20 years, and he's remarried. His wife died 2 years ago. He's remarried. He's traveling. Oh. I mean, this man sounds like everything that I want to be, and I hope his good juju rubs off on me, like in this house, because he's kind of my hero. So he wants to come here and like straight chill with us for a little while and tell us some stories about the house and blah 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 blah. And I told Tim, and Tim's gonna meet up with us whenever we decide to do this. And so I was talking about the weird date things, right, with the house a few weeks ago. So he told me when he was here that they moved into this house on March 27th, which is Jay's birthday.
Nice.
I know.
You guys are connected, cosmically connected.
I know, the house chose us. That's what I say. The house chose us. Anyway,
did you tell Big D all of the date things?
No, because I didn't want to sound like a creeper, like, hey, so I Googled you and I found your wife's obituary and I got all information out of it.
Also, additionally, did you know?
Like, he was telling me some things that I already knew, and I was just like, oh, really? Really?
Okay.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
You don't say.
So, yeah, no, I couldn't. I hadn't been drinking yet that day. It was only like, you know, 9:30 in the morning. It was fortunate that I was hungover. It was meant to be because, you know, I didn't have the energy to like say anything stupid. So
be hungover.
Good done. But happy Mother's Day to everybody before I forget. You guys are cat moms.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you, the mother of
yes,
of a human.
Us. Yeah, of a human.
That's the only difference.
Is it though? The only difference?
Yes, because guess what? Your children shit where they're supposed to. So, see,
whoa.
Your cat poop in a potty.
I don't refer to Captain as like my child, and like I don't fault other people for doing it. Like, I get it, but like, I don't know. It always felt a little weird for me personally. I think as far as I go is I'll say like fur baby, but like really I'm like, oh yeah, my roommate that doesn't pay rent.
we refer to our cats sometimes as the girls, yeah. But it, instead
that's
of
how I refer to my sisters, so I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, that's more like a family relationship. You didn't birth your sisters.
Yes.
She didn't birth the cats, so there we go.
Yeah,
definitely didn't birth the cats. They're part of our family, but they're not our kids. I
agree. That's how I view Captain as well.
So you were so you guys. I hope.
Yeah.
Unhappy Mother's Day.
Are you still telling your story? I've lost track of where we are.
No, I think I'm done. Well, I'm done with story number one. I got like four more things that I wrote down in the last few minutes. So, can I say
shitting and potty training?
Oh, yeah. So, Zach, we have two car toys, like from the movie Cars, and Zach gets one when he makes pee-pee in the potty at home, because he does it at school, and one when he makes poo-poo in the potty. Well, homeboy is stubborn as fuck and won't make poo-poo or pee-pee in the potty at home. So, you know, they kind of just sat there, and then this morning, he really wanted to play with one, and Jay was like, and I was getting dressed, and Jay was like, nope, you got to make poo-poo or pee-pee in the potty first, and you can pick one. And, you know, he was like, but I want one now. And Jay was like, well, then go make pee-pee or poop in the potty. And I guess Zach had been passing some gas. He was like, I know you have to poop. So why don't you just spare us, you know, all the hassle and just go shit in the potty, damn it. So he was like, I want. So, you know, this went on back and forth. And I heard this as I was brushing my teeth and, you know, my hair and like trying to get dressed, and this goes back and forth, and finally he's like, Zach, if you want a toy, go make pee-pee in the potty. So Zach goes to the potty. He sits there for a few I felt like it was a few minutes, which means it was probably about 35 seconds, and squeezes out one drop, like itty bitty little, like you could spit more than what came out of him. But homeboy just literally squeezed out a drop of pee, so he had this damn toy. It was cheating beyond cheating, like loophole. You want to talk about Captain Loophole? Like, this would be my son. And then got off the potty, was like, Daddy, I made. And Jay was like, I guess you technically made, but like he was like, I guess you technically made, but Jay didn't even get the sentence out before Zach was running without his diaper.
That's all I need.
Up. Yeah, his pants were still down, diaper still down, ran over those toys and was like, I get a toy now, Daddy-O. And he got a toy.
Damn. Who knew?
We're gonna have we can't keep buying more toys every time he poops or pees or squeezes a drop out, like, you know.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't think that counts.
His prostate's not working. It did not count. Because I looked
that
and
was
I was
like old man peeing. Like,
it was like old man peeing. it was like either old man peeing or when you go to the doctor and they want like a urine sample and you're like, shit, I just peed before I came in this office. So you like sit there for a minute to like,
I'm like, come on.
Run the faucet.
Yeah. So anyway, we are no closer to peeing or pooping in the potty at home. But we got that toy.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, you're going to have to start upping the stakes. Like maybe if it's like just a little bit, he gets like a really crappy toy.
Well,
and then he gets the really good toy.
No, like. So I think everybody says the candy thing is like the way to go. So I think that Shandy, you heard the message yesterday. Zachary for Mother's Day gave me they made like these little cute little flowers with their face in like a cutout flower with their face in it and like a little like plastic flower pot, and they put Hershey Kisses in it. And I got mine yesterday. For some reason, the teacher didn't put them out on Friday, so I picked it up yesterday. And Zach was like, from the second he saw, I was like, "I want candy! I want candy!" Homeboy was like flipping his shit for the whole car ride home. This was the whole car ride. I started recording it at one point.
Candy, where's the candy? Where's the candy? Where's the candy? Where's the candy?
That's pretty pathetic.
With this one on and on and on. He sounds like the doctor that got kicked off the flight that, you know, came back on and was like, "I want to go home. I got to go home. I have to go home."
Only his argument was legitimate.
Yeah. It's kind of like that pathetic. So I'm thinking I should take those Hershey Kisses and use those to bribe him. You can have a Hershey Kiss. Because I know everybody does the M&M trick, but he can get a Hershey Kiss if he...
What's the M&M trick?
Whenever they go in the toilet, they get an M&M.
Just one.
I don't know. I haven't read that. I'm a horrible parent when it comes to potty training.
No, I think you're innovating. I think a Hershey Kiss is more of an incentive. One M&M, like...
I mean, yeah. I want candy. I want candy all over and over again was just...
What's the candy? What's the candy? What's the candy?
Well, now that we've covered pee-pee and poo-poo, we can also segue into periods.
Oh,
look at that. Look at that. Someone was waiting for her moment and she took it.
I really was. I was like, we are on the three P's. Let's not get off. Okay, so.
The three P's.
Three P's.
Episode title,
that's
possibly.
What she said.
That is literally what the... like the owner, creator, whatever of Thinx Underwear said, and she was on an episode of Freakonomics. And
that's
she
right. We talked about this.
Talked about this. It made me consider getting them.
Well, so okay, and we've talked about the Diva Cup, etc. And I was going to get that, and then I decided that maybe I'll just order some of the Thinx instead. So I ordered three pairs, and because it is kind of an investment, not super cheap. So I ordered three to see if I like them. And I got them a couple of weeks ago, and now I've just been waiting to get my period. And so, ladies, today, it's the first day of my period.
Oh, and, OMG!
And so far?
OMG! Oh, okay, so,
OMG.
Sometimes I really do amaze myself.
This morning, I was all... I don't think I've ever been so excited to get my period. You know me. I kind of like my period. But I'm not like dancing around usually to, anticipating it. But anyway, so like this morning, you know, I got to wear them for the first time, and I've just been waiting all day. Like every time I go to the bathroom, like see if my period started, what's going on. And here's the thing, like all day, nothing, until finally, like at the end of the day at work, I went to the bathroom one more time. I was like, oh, it's starting. It's here. Like just arriving a little bit. But the thing that I figured out was, you know, I usually use tampons. And so when you're using a tampon, you're like going directly, you know, not to the source, but like, you know, much closer. And so you like see it earlier, you know, like I would have changed tampons by now. This way, since I don't wear pads. So this would be more akin to that. Like I haven't experienced that for years and years and years. So I'm not used to like this having to just like wait for it to actually drip all the way out. But yeah, so I'm like sitting here right now, just like in my underwear, well, and also in jeans, but you know,
you know, there'd be no judging if you were actually just sitting there in your underwear.
Yep.
True.
I have a strict, like, you come in the door at the end of the day, pants are off.
Yes, yes.
I mean, usually something else goes on too, but yeah, like, yeah, right. I wouldn't have judged.
But if we have a potty break, I'll check the status.
And I will give you a Cars toy.
I will mail you. I will mail you a Hershey Kiss
if you menstruate in the cup.
But not in the cup.
Not in the cup. In the things.
In the things. In the things. Sorry, yeah. I don't know why in my head I just keep thinking that if you menstruate in the panties, I will give you a cup.
Yay! So this is the other thing. Like we talked about it on a couple episodes ago. How I was more about like doing shit like on the inside and taking care of it there, but yeah. I'm like actually really excited to not be shoving stuff inside myself. Mm-hmm. I hope. Well, that's not usually what I would also say, but in this instance,
so yay, thanks.
Period panties, yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm super excited. So we'll see. I mean, like, hopefully, I'll really like them, and then I can get more, and then I can just use that. And all you have to do is rinse them by hand, and then you can machine wash them.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which is
right. Yeah, because we talked about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like...
And
I'm
it's not into you.
Like it's not inside you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I didn't actually hear what you said, so I was like waiting for you to repeat yourself. And you never did.
No.
I was like, I don't understand. I didn't hear you. I was trying to say something, and then you talked over me.
I'm funny.
What were you saying?
No, it's not even that important anymore.
You said something that I'm not into it.
No, I was just saying I don't actually really get a period because of the pill that I'm on. But if I did, I would give them a whirl.
Hey, what pill are you on?
Whatever the generic version of low estrogen 24 is.
Cool.
Yeah, so I get a period like 2 times a year.
Huh.
Yeah. And even then, it's not terribly. It's like my body is just too efficient. My body's like, oh, okay, I guess we don't have to do this.
Yeah. I mean, my pill definitely affects my period. It's way, like, shorter and less intense, but it's, like, still there. Yeah.
You know, I have to say, I'm not on anything, and I still have short and not generally unintense periods. So maybe it's an age thing.
Maybe.
I mean, everyone's different. Like, without a pill, I remember... Like in my younger years, it was like a week long, like super.
Yeah, I do.
Like
I
really intense cramps.
Like 5 days.
Really hard days. Yeah. Like solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Debilitating cramps. Yeah.
I had cramps a few months ago and I was like, oh God, I forgot what this feels like. And then I had to remind myself, not as bad as labor. So stop.
Yeah, you're okay.
Aspirin can make this go away. It's only pushing uterine lining out. It's not pushing out children. So.
Yes. Doable. Totally doable.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. I tried to skip my period once, just not take the placebo week.
I did that, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Instead of skipping my period, it just started 2 days late and then lasted for like 10 to 12 days.
Oh, no,
that was bad.
No, that wasn't my experience. I was just a crazy person the following month without maybe that downtime or something.
Well, it just kind of also depending on what kind of hormone pills you take, it probably just throws everything out of whack. Like if you have like a step down one, it probably just screwed up the whole system.
I don't even remember. I haven't been on a pill in like 4 years. Maybe it was low overall, maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know the
name.
Jason
sitting across me, he just shrugged. You wouldn't know, so.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he doesn't know either. I think I would be shocked if he did know. If he was like, oh, yeah, well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I can't remember it. And I took it every day for like however many years.
He could be the person filling your prescription.
He wasn't. I worked at a hospital at the time, so I literally just walked.
That's possible.
I literally just walked like, 200 feet and got my prescription. But the shitty thing about that was, I mean, it was awesome because it was convenient, but it was a hospital, like, it was literally in a hospital. So you had to wait on like a line because, believe it or not, a lot of people at hospitals need prescriptions.
You don't
say. Turns out. Who knew?
Hospital fun fact.
So complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew? Not as complicated as being president is, though. Anyway, do you guys
have? Depends on how you do it.
If you listen to advisors or not. Yep. Surround yourself by competent people. There's the answer. That's what I should tell Zach. Like, you have surrounded yourself by people who know how to use the potty.
But you also have to be open to, you know, listening to their advice about how to use the potty.
Yeah.
And why they might want to use the potty.
Yeah. Now, I'm not calling our president a three-year-old, so.
Oh, I am.
How was your Mother's Day, guys?
Somebody just, I mean, I don't, like, I'm not a mother, so I didn't really do anything. My mom lives on the other side of the country.
Cool.
So it was Sunday. Yeah.
Did you call your mother?
I texted her. I thought about calling her all day long, and then finally I texted her.
What? And... You know, you could have just been like, hey, Siri, call mom. Call no, 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 no.
Well, we're doing that now. Can't hang up. She's going to call back.
Well, just for everybody's knowledge, he is no longer calling.
She's gonna call you back.
Singing, like, freak out. Like, pressing. I thought that we had stopped recording or something. Like, I thought you were freaking out because, like, I don't know, like, there was another storm and we lost connection.
Nope.
Damn, she is responsive. How do you even? I don't talk to my phone.
Siri and I are best friends, okay? I talk to her all the time, all day. She is into. I actually talked to her from the shower tonight with Zach. I wanted to play a song for Zach that I was singing in the shower, and he was like, stop singing. And I was like, no, listen to the song. So I, like, you know, called out, hey, you. I'm like afraid to say it now. I was like, hey girl, play this song, and she did.
So, everyone needs a friend that's close by at a moment's notice.
I know. I feel like, you know, I wish that they would have like a Siri therapy app. You know how awesome that would be? Do you know how many people would like me a lot more because I wouldn't be like, here's my problems onto them? I might not even have a podcast if Siri had that app.
Everyone needs a friend that's that good a listener.
Oh my god.
Hey Siri.
Watch what you say.
Now she's mad at me. Hey Siri. Anyway.
Your mom's gonna get called again.
I'm surprised she hasn't called you back yet.
Me too. Her phone might be on like D&D or something for nighttime.
D&D? Oh, do not disturb. It's like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Well, my mom's a big D&D fan.
I know. I was asking about a character.
She saw that episode of Community, and, like, you know, since then, it's just changed.
She's never been the same. She goes to conferences. It's weird. Oh, hey, buddy. Speaking of roommate that doesn't pay rent.
Hey, roommate that doesn't pay. What's up, Kevin?
Oh, my God. So I don't know if you – clearly you guys didn't notice last week because no one said anything. But he leaped off of my lap and ripped my earbuds out of my ears, knocked the microphone off. I'm surprised, like, no one stopped because it made noise.
I feel like I heard it and I edited it out.
Probably. No one even asked if I was okay. It hurt real bad, guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Both emotionally and physically.
I'm sorry.
It was a double whammy.
Oh, man.
And also, it was probably pretty funny, and no one noticed how funny it was.
I'll go back. I didn't delete the video yet. I have not deleted the video yet. I will go back and watch it, and if I can figure out how to just isolate that one moment.
And just make a GIF out of it.
I will, and I'll post it in the patrons group. Speaking of patrons, you want to become a patron, you can do so. $5 a month or more will get you into the exclusive patrons Facebook group, which I have to say is a lot of fun. Hashtag fun. You can go go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You can donate from $1 to $1,000,000,000,000. The end. Anyway, so yes, we appreciate anything that you can do. And a special thanks to, I'm going to do this early this week. Special thanks to some of our patrons. And that would be Molly, Eckhart, and Tech. Thanks, guys. Holla.
Thank you.
Anyway, for Mother's Day, we took my mom to a cooking class at Sur La Table, which is...
Yeah, it's all fancy.
Yeah. Well, we learned how to make croissants. And I have to say, the croissant making part, like learning that part, was all of like a half hour. And then the other 2.5 hours of the class, because it was almost 3 hours long, was us learning how to make croissant dough. To which every time the chef said it, I thought she was saying crescendo, and I was so confused. She was like, croissanto, croissanto. And I was like, is she saying crescendo? Like, what?
This class is going to crescendo.
Great, we're going to sing?
Yes. Croissant.
Croissant. Let me warm up. Oh. I'm ready.
Oh my god. Anyway, so it was fun. I want to take Jay back to one of the ones in Raleigh. So it was cool. I feel like I learned everything that I'm going to use like in practicality in that first 30 minutes because making the dough is like a 24-hour process, and I am literally never going to have time to do that. I could be retired and 87, like Big D, and I'll be like, sorry, guys, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks in my retirement. I'm not spending 24 hours making crescendo croissant.
Yes. I was going to
make it. Did it make a difference? Like, yeah, like, because what if you just used, you could make it with like regular, like pizza dough?
You can't do pizza dough because it's like, essentially, the key is it was like a giant bowl full of butter. Right. And like,
why the French like it.
Yeah, yeah. and like buttermilk. So it was a lot of butter. And I actually kind of got
my
nauseous.
My stomach just went,
It was delicious, but I kind of got nauseous on the way home because like we got into the car and we all just smelt like butter. And it was delicious, but so I know how to make croissants now. They're just as easy as you would think. But I learned how to roll dough properly, so I felt like I got something out of it.
Oh my god. I need a rolling pin real bad. I've been making pizza dough, and I've been using like the big Nutribullet cup as my rolling pin.
Never worked.
That might be what my patron money goes to next month, a rolling pin.
Oh my god. You know that you could get a rolling pin for like $5 at Bed Bath & Beyond, right? And with a 20% off that coupon, that's like
$4. But that would require a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
All right, fair enough.
Or go to Goodwill and hope you score one for like 50 cents.
That someone may or may not have like murdered an old lady with. You don't know. And that's why it's there.
Can you imagine?
the people who murder old ladies, they're not
gonna then like donate.
But actually that's kind of brilliant because you've murdered somebody and you've got a tax write-off slip from the donation.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Don't give anyone else sure.
No, you should
just
do
get business.
You gotta take like one of those black lights to check for blood next time you're buying anything that could be a weapon.
Do you know where this rolling pin came from? Mm-hmm. Do you have records of like who donated things?
You're like, hey Siri, check the history of this rolling pin.
Yeah. Here's its barcode.
Yeah. Oh my god. But anyway, it was fun. I recommend if you're looking for something to do that's not your typical like dinner movie or something, I would recommend it. It was cool. It was fun.
No, that is fun. I've always wanted to do a cooking class. I just have never actually done the research and done anything further than just saying I'd like to do it someday. Well, so someday.
Okay, next time you come down here, there's one at North Hills and it's close to me. So we can go to it.
Deal.
I don't know. It was a cool idea. So if anybody out there does it, or has done it, holler at us. We flew up on United, and let me tell you, those motherfuckers took some PR classes. I got free booze both ways.
Jeez.
What else? They came up when we walked on the flight. They let Zach like go into the cockpit and see.
Nice.
Like, oh wow.
Captain, meet the pilots or whatever. And yeah, you know, it was very like spur of the moment because I think we had to do a diaper change or something. Story of my life, because God forbid we use the potty. So I ran on. We were boarding group 3, and it was like boarding group 5 was finishing. So it was like, you know, one boarding group was left like after us. So we were kind of towards the tail end, and they were. The flight attendant was awesome. There were two of them that were particularly really awesome, like I guess the two assigned to us. Like we got on and, you know, they were like, do you want to meet the pilots and go in the cockpit? And he was kind of afraid at first. And then I was like, just like Mighty Machines. And he was like, oh, like Mighty Machines? So then I had to explain to them what that was. And God, I was like, just don't worry about it. So he was excited about that. And then we got back there and there wasn't any room really for his suitcase, and she was super nice. She goes, he weighs, you know, like 30 pounds, which he does. His he doesn't weigh enough. He can keep his, because he's just a little tiny rolly one that he insists on taking. He could put right. that under his seat. We won't make him check that, you know. He's light enough. So she like let us do that, so we didn't have to like gate check it. Then she asked me, does he want like special headphones, like for his ears popping? And I was like, honey, this is like his 40th flight. We're good. So she did that. And then she came up to us and she gave us like food that was like first class food for him. I mean, like coconut, olive oil, Himalayan sea salt popcorn. Like it was like crazy. And like chips and like, you know, all this stuff. And then, you know, she asked what we wanted to drink. And I was like, I ain't driving anywhere for the next 3 days. Can I have a Jack Daniels on the rocks? And she gave, instead of just the one, she gave me 3 and only charged me for the one.
So she gave you like a proper pour those airplane ones. Yeah. It's just like a shot.
She gave me like a bar pour, not an airplane pour. Yes. Yeah. So that was awesome, which I did not drink them all at once because A, it's a short flight. And by the time she came up to me, there was like, you know, 20 minutes left of the flight. So I couldn't physically have done it unless I did a shot.
They're already descending.
Yeah. I felt like that would have reflected poorly upon me on Mother's Day weekend. So I took those back with me. And I actually, when I was editing the show, I drank those on Saturday night while I was editing the other two. I was like, this is great.
Nice. And
then they kept me going. And then what else did they do? Like they just every step of the way, she was so awesome. So that was really cool. And then on the way back, we sat in the very last row and they were just as good. Like they gave him gummy bears and they gave me a free beer. It was great. So United Airlines, you are not on my shit list. Thank you. Anyway.
Nice.
And then I came home and watched The Handmaid's Tale with Jay.
Oh, I haven't started yet. How was it?
I only watched the first episode. It's intense.
Do we know how many episodes they're going to be? Because I'm going to get like the free trial subscription of Hulu, but I want to make sure that I do it so that I can get the whole thing in like the 30-day trial. Right.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe I'll check the internet, see what the internet says.
Holler.
Because I'm really excited for it. But intense, like good intense or?
Oh yeah, it has it has Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men, Alexis Bledel, aka Rory Gilmore. It has
Poussey from Orange is the New Black.
Poussey from Orange is the New Black.
Fuck.
Samira Wiley.
I have to watch it. God damn it.
It has what's her name? Patty from The Leftovers is in it. Who else? There's a lot. Oh, it has Ralph Fiennes, which anybody that ever listened to the short-lived Flash Forward with Jay and Jack, that's the guy that said, because I was loaded, okay? That we, you know, repeated ad nauseum. It's pretty much the second best thing the internet has ever created after the Christian Bale rant.
Ooh,
in my opinion. One. Who else? Oh, it has Yvonne Strahovski, whatever her name is, who was Sarah from Chuck. Right, Sarah? That was her name? Sarah from Chuck.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that show. That's apparently where Captain Awesome comes from.
That is where Captain Awesome comes from.
So I didn't know that. I just thought it was a great name for a cat.
Yeah. No, it's a great name for a cat. It's also a great name for the character, because the character was pretty freaking cool. It's got a lot of people in it, so it's really good. It's intense, though. Like, I don't know if I could have watched more than one episode after the first episode. It's kind of, like, leaves you at the end, like, Rec Room for a Dream, where you kind of want to, like, slit your wrist, because you're like, oh my god, life is so terrible.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm really curious, because I do love the book so much, to see, like, where it jumps off from the book. Like, because it's not a very thick book. It's only, I think it's definitely inside of 300 pages. Mm-hmm. Probably short. It's thin. I'm curious if it's just like the first episode is like the book and then they're like off to their own game from
there.
It's
not. It's not. Because my sister's read the book, and I believe she said that from what she read, the first season is the book. And then there's going to be a second season and it'll take it off from there. Kind of like
how Big Little really extrapolating on themes and things as they go.
And again, I haven't really read on it that much, so I'm not sure, but I was talking. According to Jay, the book. You read the book?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those high school books. Yeah.
Oh, apparently Jay has also read the book. And the book kind of ends, yes, like Amanda said, because she's also read the book.
I actually don't remember how it ends, though.
It ends pretty definitively.
He says it
I'm
ends.
I'm going to have to go back and reread it maybe before I do.
Oh, Jason, there's an epilogue. Anyway, my sister said that from what she had read, the first season is the book. So anyway, we'll see. Maybe it'll be something to talk about. We can do another special on it.
Yeah, I would like to.
Holler. But I think I'm done talking. So my 3 minutes has turned into 43 minutes.
Next week, I'm going to time it just for curiosity.
I'm literally looking at something that is timing it. So.
Fair. But I did that
last week with my commute. It was so long and the subway was so bad that I just started a timer see how long it took. It took an hour and 26 minutes and 41 seconds.
That is literally horrible.
It was the worst.
You could live in like another place and drive there in less time.
I could have walked faster.
Oh my god.
I'm convinced I could have walked.
Oh my god.
It was rough. MTA is really having a rough go of it. But anyway, Shandy, you were saying.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just going to say we covered my period panties within all of that time. So
That's true. We just haven't gotten to my Mother's Day weekend.
Exactly.
Yet. So my turn.
Did you see your mama?
I did. So I went back to Connecticut this weekend for a whole host of reasons, actually. So one of my very good friends, Kelsey, who listens to the show, what up, girl? She was in a play at the Ivrington Playhouse, which is this adorable, really kind of illustrious theater in Connecticut. And she's just super talented and she hasn't been on stage in a long time. So I needed to go and show my support. She was awesome. The show was a lot of fun. It was really like a really great topic. It's about bullying.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a short. It's like a 45-minute play that like they're hoping to build a whole like curriculum out of and work with like the Board of Ed and, you know, the Connecticut government to make it available for schools so they can like perform it at schools and talk about like how to recognize signs of bullying. Like if you are a bully, like if you are being bullied, like this is how to deal with it. And so it's just a really cool message. And she was super awesome. But yeah, I went with my mom and it was really fun. And then later that day, I went to see my friend Denise, who just had the baby. So I got to meet baby Natalie for the first time. And she's just so tiny and so cute. And I feel like I hadn't seen a baby that fresh out of the oven in a long time. I forgot how really, really tiny newborns are. Mm. But she was just so sweet. And it was like really great seeing my friend and hearing how she's adjusting to being a mom and just hearing some real talk. Cause I feel like much like many of the things about women's issues, we don't really talk about them. You're supposed to talk about how beautiful motherhood is. And she's like, I have no idea how hard this is. She's like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong 100% of the time.
Aww.
And it's just like nice to hear honest, like it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And we should be able to talk about that. It's hard.
Yeah.
that was really great. And then, yeah, on Sunday, my mom and I, we went to this lavender farm in Connecticut and just sort of walked around. It had rained really badly the night before, so it was kind of flooded, so we couldn't explore too much. And then we got real lobster rolls, and then I came back to the city.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
But yeah, yeah.
Sounds lovely.
It was a nice little jaunt full of family and good tidings. It was very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
So, have you guys ever seen the movie Blue Lagoon?
No, but I have heard of it.
Jay's laughing right now. This was a topic of conversation when my realtor was here.
Okay.
So Blue Lagoon is a Brooke Shields movie. I don't even know how to describe it, but there's a lot of naked and a lot of fucking. And she was like 13 when she made it. So it was like super. I don't know how she was. She was a teenager, though. So
no, like, yeah. Those are like the only facts I know about.
Yeah, it was like controversial.
She was really young. There's a lot of nakedness.
And there's a lot of nakedness and a lot of, you know.
And the boy in it has a big
penis.
Like white boy fro.
Oh. Okay. I don't remember that. I saw it when I was in like eighth grade. It was at like a sleepover or something. And I have to say, it even tingled my loins back then. So my realtor was saying that Brooke Shields, who actually my realtor went to college, she went to West Point, I think, with HR Masters, the national security advisor that Trump made lie on national TV. Yesterday.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he was just like, and I'm going to cut this up. He was like, I can't believe that HR would do that. He's like, I know him. He's a friend of mine. He would not do that unless somebody like, you know, threatened him to do it. So anyway.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So my realtor was saying that Brooke Shields spoke at his graduation or something like that. And I was like, well, did she speak before or after Blue Lagoon? Like, you know, did you look at her different? He was like, it was after. And I was like, did you look at her like totally different? He was like, oh, I was looking at her like, you know, totally differently. So then it came like a topic of conversation at the table with, you know, Zach sitting right there. And I was like, Jay, have you ever seen it? And Jay was like, yeah, we didn't have porn on the internet back then. Of course I've seen Blue Lagoon. So I wanted to like poke. And I remember at the time, you know, because I was a very late bloomer, feeling like, you know, tingling back in the day when I watched it as well. So I just wanted to know if anybody else had that experience, because the three of us at the table tonight had. But I guess if you guys haven't seen it.
No, I know what it is, but I've never actually seen it. Is it on Netflix?
Maybe. I don't know. Should check it out.
Yeah, assignment for next week.
There you go. But no.
You're like, if you missed it when you were a teenager, now it would probably be real creepy, no?
That's true. You might not get a tingling so much as like a pervy feel.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's still something. That's worth talking about. If anybody out there, I know our listeners love to talk about shit. And you guys, there's your assignment. Blue Lagoon, go. Broadcasters3@gmail.com. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com.
That's true. I tried to remember our own email and I couldn't remember if there was a the in it or not. There is, in fact.
There is, in fact, the.
There is, in fact.
Trying to think what else. No, that was pretty much it. I'm good. All right, so we have an email sent to us from one of our frequent contributors, Mr. JN himself, John Norton. And I think that he, you know, I was talking to him before and I was like, John, we don't have a lot of feedback. You got anything for me? And he says, this is all I got for your non-thong friendly co-hosts. And this is 23 reasons to wear a thong. The first one is no panty line.
It's like one and done, right? That's kind of yeah. Soon.
Good list. Next.
Next. Number two, less acne. Acne doesn't only appear on your face. If you wear other types of underwear, it can cause friction on your bottom and make you break out. With thongs, this won't happen, so your skin will stay clear down there.
No. I'm sorry. That means you're wearing the wrong size underwear.
Or
the only way you're getting friction is if your underwear is too tight. So buy bigger underwear.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, this is from a website called allwomentalk.com. But
oh, dear God.
Allwomenstalk.com. allwomenstalk.com.
Okay.
All right. Number three, no ride up. Many women prefer wearing a thong because they found that it's one of the few types of underwear that don't ride up on them. This is kind of the similar as panty lines thing.
Yeah.
I think we've now effectively scared Jay from the room.
Also, they won't ride up if they're the right size. So I think we're going back to Amanda's point from last time.
Buy underwear that fits.
Yeah.
Number four, it's easier to work out in. When I'm wearing a thong, I feel as free as the wind.
No.
From experience, no.
I hate wearing thongs while working out.
Yeah, that's the worst time you could.
That really is. Now, I would like to hear from some of our listeners like Mike and Tim who run Commando, just to see if that's a similar reasoning for it. But
Commando and having something up your butt.
Totally different.
Yeah. When your legs are moving because you're working out, so then it's like you don't feel it if you don't move because you stop feeling things when they're not moving on you. But right. I would argue a thong would be more chafing.
It's like
ass crack chafing.
Yeah, which was probably
Number five. This is okay. You guys are gonna like die at this point. Whoever this is clearly just wrote this article for a certain amount of money per words. No seams. Isn't that the same as no underwear lines, which is like number one?
That's exactly.
No, because you can also get like full coverage underwear that is seamless.
Yes.
Like we were just talking about that with Angela last week. Exactly. Yes. Nope. Debunked. Next one. What's six?
You won't get undesired attention. Which I have to say, I'm sorry, ironic, because if you're wearing a thong that fits correctly and not sporting a whale tail, no one will know what you're wearing. Can't the thongs just ride up and you get a whale tail?
What is a whale tail?
Okay, again, if you can see your underwear, your pants are too tight. Buy better fitting clothes.
Well, I think the whale tail is when the underwear comes out of your jeans.
Right.
So something's amiss here.
Go to a tailor.
All right. Number seven, I think, is probably the reason that we're going to stop this after this. You can gain weight. Women's bodies are very complicated and thus misunderstood. It seems as if doctors are still trying to understand the ins and outs of our body and minds in an effort to explain it to our spouses as best as possible. And an obvious fact about women's bodies is that most tend to fluctuate in weight from time to time. Whether you have four children or you're going through puberty, your body tends to act like it has a mind of its own. The great thing about wearing a thong under all of that is considering how it's shaped, it's an undergarment that isn't really dependent on whether or not you gain or lose 10 pounds. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh my God, if there wasn't so much stuff on this table, I would flip the table right now.
Number eight is no bunching, which I'm pretty sure is the same as...
That's all a thong is bunching.
Yeah.
All it is.
Although I have to say number 10 is very practical. Space saver. If you have drawers filled with clothes, you won't have much room for new items. Thongs are small and they're easy to fit in any packed drawer.
Okay, that's fine. But I would argue underwear in general is small.
Yes, very true. We're talking like a couple of like very small amount of fabric. I just really like that for the drawers.
Number 12, it won't press on your cellulite.
Who the fuck wrote this article?
Oh no. This article is my new favorite thing though. Here we go.
Does this person not realize that like the part that goes around your waist, like that's pretty much that's going to be there no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. So that will press on your cellulite and also not feel comfortable if you, heaven forbid, gain weight.
Exactly. A waistband is a waistband. It doesn't matter how much fabric is coming off said waistband. It's still doing the circumference of your body.
Number 13, a huge turn on for the opposite sex. Why am I still reading
this? Stop. We have more.
We have more constructive facey back
to get to.
Yes. Okay, let's do that then. Facey back. Oh, shit, guys. I thought that we were going to have a lot of time, but we're not. It's from Michael David. I contend that this song is creepier and more disturbing than Baby It's Cold Outside. I assume this dude also believes in the friend zone. So this song is by Mark Cohn called True Companion. I guess I'll play like a few seconds of it so we don't get sued. And then we
it's okay. That's about as all as I could have gotten through this. And then seconds is all you need.
We can broadcast players out the rest. So let's do that. Here we go.
Baby, I've been searching like everybody else. Can't say nothing different about myself. Sometimes I'm an angel and sometimes I'm cruel. And when it comes to love, I'm just another fool. Yes, I'll climb a mountain. I'm gonna swim the sea. There ain't no act of God, girl, could keep you safe from me. My arms are reaching out, out across this canyon. I'm asking you to be my true companion, true companion, true companion.
God.
So don't you dare and try to walk away. I've got my heart set on our wedding day. I've got this vision of a girl in white. Made my decision that it's you, all right. When I take your hand.
All right, so that was, we're probably going to get sued for playing more than 30 seconds of that, but I feel like it was kind of worth it. Ugh. You know, it starts out, you know, kind of like, you know, high school singer-songwriter. And
exactly.
Then...
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, this is kind of the shit that, like, a high school kid would write because he doesn't know how to write a song.
Yeah. But then, you know, it gets kind of, it gets, we touch on mildly creepy with There Ain't No Act of God, Girl, That Could Keep You Safe From Me. But I feel like, you know, still that was, you know, like high school rhyming. All right. You know, weird. Kind of, you know, not okay. But a good producer.
High school use the word girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sort of just like doesn't realize how creepy they are. It just rhymes and like sounds sweet.
But I feel
they don't
like,
have like the wherewithal to realize, oh, no, this is really creepy.
I feel like where it really takes a turn is, so don't you try and walk away. I've got my heart set on our wedding day. I've got this vision of a girl in white, made my decision that it's you, all right. And then I'm kind of like, are you going to hold her hostage in your basement? Exactly. Like,
I know. I've made my basement real nice for you. There's some red-hearted pillows.
I have to say, when I first read that line and it says, I've got this vision of a girl in white, my mind like saw it differently, like switched the words around. And I thought he was saying, I've got this vision of a white girl. I was like, oh, God. Shit, this gets racist too.
Oh, my God. Oh. All right. So let's just the rest of the lyrics. When I take your hand, I'll watch my heart set sail. I'll take my trembling fingers and lift up your veil. Then I'll take you home and with wild abandon make love to you like a true companion. But does she want this?
No.
No, she never does. Not to walk away.
Never does he ask.
Because I feel like somebody sings this to me and I don't want this.
No.
Yeah.
Can you get so like
you are
song raped
for me, sir?
Be like, can you fucking stop calling me girl? Jesus Christ.
Woman. You can rhyme things with woman. It rhymes very easily.
Ugh. All right, I can't even go on with the rest of this because the creepiest part is in the middle, but it just, let's just say it talks about them dying and look it up. Mark Cohn, True Companion.
But it wins. It's way creepier than Baby It's Cold Outside.
It's way creepier because at least if Baby It's Cold Outside, you have the female perspective, which yeah. She's somewhat acquiescing. So
yeah, no, this at one sounds like they're gonna, yeah. Like it's going to be like a murder suicide thing.
No, yes. They are like, no, yes.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the comments when I first clicked on this YouTube video, and like, oh, just one of the first share. The first comment that I saw was somebody, a woman talking about how her husband used to sing this song to her all the time, and they're together for like, I don't know, 8 years or 10 years or whatever, and had children together. And then, but would you believe it? He like ended up cheating on her and leaving her. And so true love doesn't exist. Maybe the first clue was that he was singing the song to you.
Exactly. Find a man that has better taste in music. Thing one. Step one.
Right.
Step one. Take off your thong. Step two. Find a man that has better taste in music.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, just so you know, thongs are sexy for the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So speaking of, all right, let's move on to a topic that's sexy to all of the sexes, and yes, that would be John Hamm and the Hamm. Because yes. Yes. I posted the link to all of the shots of John paparazzi shots of John Hamm without underwear, basically his big dick and his big hanging right dick, and. You know, I did it kind of like as a joke because I felt really bad that the show wasn't finished yet. And I may have, you know, been drinking my two little airplane bottles of Jack Daniels at the time. And by may, I mean was. Well, the worst was like I didn't want my parents to see the little airplane bottles in their garbage. So I like put them back in my suitcase and threw them out here when I got home. Because I felt like I was like, hey, I feel like this is, you know, and then I felt really bad about that. It was a self-crisis moment. I was like, oh, my God, am I in like high school? Like, I don't want my parents to know.
No, it's...
Because they're not going to understand that it's
natural.
Like free yeah. airplane bottles or something. Well,
just avoiding the awkward conversation.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't need to be a conversation,
right? Yeah.
And also to like fall back into like sort of high school, like just how you were, you know, when you're with your
family. That's right. I put my thong on and hope that Jay still liked me. And here I go. All right. So yeah, John Hamm, big penis. Dennis says, I always thought that would be more of a everyday curse, really. Sink Pisser said, I don't know why, but apparently having a big schwanks sometimes looks like
schwanz.
Is that what, how do you say it?
Schwanz.
Sometimes look like a camel toe. Christy says, well, happy Mother's Day to you too. I believe Leslie said the same thing. Thanks, guys. This made my day. So
yes.
this was actually it was there was a lot more comments. So this was really funny to me. But you're welcome. You're all welcome. I'm sorry, John Hamm, for objectifying you. But I feel like you know.
If you're not going to wear, to go out in public and you're famous and you're not wearing underwear, you're opening yourself up.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Kim Kardashian goes out and doesn't wear a bra. Like, she exactly. knows people are going to pap her. Just like John Hamm, as you can see, this was one of at least, 13 other instances where people are taking pictures.
Yes. Clearly, he does not care. He's probably like, there it is. I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah. I think one of the comments, actually, no, I'm not even going to go there. So anyway,
JK.
So speaking of which way you hang, Shandy's Twitter poll about whether or not your inseam is right or left. So Shandy, take it away.
So on last episode, we talked about, which way you hang, and I said I would do a poll. And so I did. It's on Twitter. You should vote. I left the poll up for 3 days because, you know, I guess then probably it will be done by the time you're hearing this. But hopefully in the interim, you've gone and voted. I had said on the podcast that most men dress left, which apparently is the terminology. So far, though, the votes are coming in differently. But I do have a piece of evidence to corroborate what I had said. And this is from the Facebook group, which I believe, actually, I think it's from the patron group. Randy had said, I've never been fitted by a tailor all new to me. So it is definitely, it's something that, yeah, you tell your tailor, but I mean, I feel like even when you're wearing jeans.
Well, as I was telling you guys, I literally walked upstairs last week and said, Jay, pull down your pants. And he was like,
no, but it has to be when your pants are on. Just feel up when his pants are on. That's how you do it.
Well, because it seems to be very, it coincides with pants.
Yes, but the way that you hang is the way that you're comfortable. So that would be the way that you tell your pants to, you know, you do it in your pants. Like, right, why would you hang one way and then be like, hold on, let me go what's not comfortable for my body naturally.
Yeah, hold up, bro, let me put it on the other side. No, but anyway, so Randy sent an article, Sir, which side do you hang? And this is the this is the article that corroborated what I had said.
Oh my God, I hope it's better than the thong article.
One, it's sexy to the opposite sex. Two, we're only bunching on one side.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the bulge, but anyway.
Who isn't?
Okay.
I think literally everybody is.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, so it introduces blah, blah, blah. Let's see, who is this by? Bobby Gulati. Okay. So
is that like the male version of Holly Golighty?
Right. It's like legit name. Can trust it.
Right. This is from Raha's Fashions. So extra legit. Yeah. No, but anyway, okay, sets up what it is. And then Bobby, our dear Bobby here, says the majority of men dress to the left. Boom, vindicated. And this is interesting. It says it's basic biology. Most males have left testicles, which hang lower than the right. I knew it had to do with the balls.
Right.
It's arguable.
That's true. One usually hangs lower than the other.
Absolutely. It's arguable that our anatomy is designed for us to swing to the left. But it's not that simple. There are men who dress to the right, and then you have to choose, and then you have those with perfect balance who let their appendages hang straight down the middle. Dan in the Facebook group said that that was him, but you still have to pick a side.
He was being facetious.
Well, as he is 100% of the time. Okay.
yes.
Okay, and then it says
he's talking about Sasquatch and religion, but yes.
Yeah.
Huh? Is he a Sasquatch believer?
Aren't we all?
Deep down?
Deep down?
Yeah. No.
Especially those Japanese ones?
Yeah, those Japanese ones. I just get like an image of like a Sasquatch with like chopsticks. Like eating soup dumplings or something.
Oh my God, speaking of which, there's a new Japanese ramen place down the street. I'm so,
so good. I could just live in ramen, like straight up. I'd just bathe in it and eat it. Yes. And just, I'd be the happiest camper there ever was.
Hey.
Okay, so penis hanging.
Anyway.
Okay. Can I just look at your crotch? You're still right.
It's okay. We'll wait.
It's always going to be the same.
We're in jeans. Still right, which is the way that it hangs without the jeans, so...
See, you would think that the jeans would sort of dictate because of the zipper and like where the fly is placed.
Oh, you got to cheer the side.
Yeah.
And Jay just said it's got to do with ball placement. There's a ball that hangs lower.
We've covered that.
Right, right.
Did you Google this or did you just have a ball that hangs lower?
Or he has balls and
he said, I've read about sex education. I know these things.
I mean, I think basically all balls. Whoa,
I'm sure just
balls
like,
for all people.
Hey, one breast different. Is always bigger than the other.
Exactly.
So it makes same total concept. Sense.
Exactly. Although here's the question. Now, I wonder if there's a correlation where sometimes with boobs, one is bigger than the other, dependent on your dominant side.
Yes.
Because one muscle.
That lines up for
but
me.
But does the same rule apply to balls?
I don't think so to balls, but.
I wouldn't think so either.
Now, yes, maybe and actually, it's like I a think right this, brain, left brain kind of thing, you know?
I think this says something in this article somewhere. So I'm going to try to paraphrase or get, you know, some of the important parts. It says the majority of men dress to the left, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then it talks about dressing to the right. So you dress to the right. It seems you're genetically predisposed to defy convention from the off. Your appendage and brain are connected by nerves. And according to anecdotal research, right? Men who hang to the right are left brain dominant. That means that being analytical, logical, and objective are your predominant traits. Okay, again, this was written by Bobby, whatever. Also,
Bobby Golightly.
Bobby Golightly, and he's fully admitting that this is anecdotal, quote unquote research.
He just asked a few of his bros after racquetball.
Right.
No, he did a Twitter poll just like Shandy. So I'm just saying, right. Anecdotally is pretty much what our podcast is based on. Yeah. That's our foundation. So.
Okay, he says if you dress to the right, you're also likely to excel at linear thinking and possess systematic decision-making skills. Career choices for you right-hanging folk range from engineering, finance, banking, industrial design, to commerce, economics, and management. On the flip side...
Management, okay. That's true. I mean, this is like the palm reading of dick hanging.
Right, exactly. Which means that everything can apply to everyone. Conveniently.
I think on the flip side, I just made a joke.
I was just about to sip, so you caught me. It was like a...
Do you know that at Comic-Con 2 years ago, Nick tried to read my palm?
How far did he get?
He told me I was going to have 2.5 children, so...
Oh, that's good.
Then he also told Jay that he was only going to have one. That scared the fucking shit out of me.
Does he actually know how to read palms, or is he just bullshitting?
I think he just saw it on the internet.
Does anyone actually know how to read palms? Like, is that an actual thing? No.
I would hope a palm reader that I would pay money would know a thing or two.
That's true. My boss went to a psychic in New Orleans that told her she was going to have twins, and she had twins. And this was like, 10 years before she had twins. And her friend that she went with was told that she was going to have a major health crisis, but it was going to be okay. And her friend got cancer young and went into remission after a few years. So
I don't know, but a health crisis, that could be anything.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's just it. You keep it vague.
There's a difference between like, I have mono and I have cancer. But she did predict the twins, though.
Yeah, but if you had mono, you would think that was a health crisis, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
Anyway. Yes, not to get off topic.
Left or right.
Not a believer. Yeah. Okay, on the flip side, some interpretations
say... Totally a believer, but yes, continue.
You keep saying that. I keep sounding like you're saying believer. Like
I know, I heard that.
I did, actually. Yeah. I did intentionally.
Okay, good, because that's what I heard.
Although I do kind of like Justin Bieber, but... Okay, so fervent left hangers will remind their counterparts that a former U.S. president was a right dresser. You should forget the naysayers, embrace your inner rebel, and dress for comfort. Okay, which former president? Okay, dressing to the left, left dressers must be feeling pretty good about themselves thus far. Just like right handers, yes, you're in the majority. With your right brain oriented personality, you're intuitive, creative, imaginative, open minded. Emotions often get in the way of your decision making, which makes you rather indecisive. Right. While others might find this endearing, you get frustrated and anxious at your ponderous nature. Career choices for left dressers, psychologists, artists, designers, writers, and teachers are typical right brain dominant folks, which is interesting because they said the majority of men are left hangers, but I would say the majority of people are not artists.
Well,
designers.
See, anecdotally, right. though. According to your poll.
Well, yes, anecdotally. Well, according to my first poll that was just asking my friends like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I found that it was almost exclusively that people dress left. In the Twitter poll, I'm getting a majority right now saying that they dress right. So who knows? But we did have some other fun feedback, including a conversation from Coke that you were having.
Oh, God. Okay, so I was talking to Coke on G-Chat today, and it started, he was like, I listened to a Sad Fat Dragon with No Friends, and it really made me miss, like, being there this year. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he goes, it's okay. And then I said, did you answer Shandy's survey? I said, did you answer Shandy's survey? He said, I did, but I answered it wrong. Pants is a factor. No pants is one way. Pants is another. And I was like, huh? Explain. Because, I was like, oh, learning experience hashtag. And he was like,
knowing what you don't know.
I was like, because I don't know how penises hang. So I needed my dear friend Chris Kolk to explain it to me. And he goes, in pants, I'm left. If I'm just wearing boxers or shorts, it's more 50-50. It probably has to do with the seams, jeans and pants kind of force you to pick a direction and stick with it. Shorts are looser and have a bit more space for movement.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think the question really is for the pants, like which one, when you have to pick a side, when you go to the tailor, what do you say?
But I feel that is, I think, definitive though, because it's just like you know, it's school where they're like, yeah. you have to pick a hand to write with. Which one is more exactly. dominant? And right. I feel like, you know, whichever way you go naturally is the way that you're probably going to pick. But this also, and I did not copy and paste this, but this led to a discussion on whether or not you jerk off with the same hand as your balls fall, or as your penis falls, or not. And I believe Colk said that he went the opposite way. Like, he used his left hand, he's right-handed, but he uses his left hand. And Jay said the same thing.
Oh, that's weird.
Jay said the same thing.
But I think the question here, though, is which hand do you jerk off with? Like, I, like, exclusively jerk off left-handed.
Are myself. You a lefty?
Yes. Yeah. I can't even imagine masturbating with my right hand.
See, which is interesting, because I feel like as lefties, we tend to be a little more ambidextrous.
You're a lefty?
I am a lefty. Oh, my God.
Not only am I...
But I do a lot of things right-handed or like interchange just because you are raised...
You were taught that way. Yes.
Holy fucking shit, guys.
I did not know this. Did we know this? I sometimes forget these kind of things.
Yeah.
You're both redheads and lefties. I am brunette and a righty.
I have every recessive gene. Like, name a recessive gene. I have it.
Literally, well, you don't have blue eyes.
I have like green eyes, which is also recessive.
That is recessive.
Oh, I have green eyes too.
Yeah.
Okay, this is weird.
Did we talk about this?
Why is it weird? Because you don't like being in the minority?
It's just weird because, you know, I'm like brown hair, brown eyes, and right handed, and I'm like literally the most boring that you could get.
That's not true. You're a shining star. You're a beautiful snowflake.
I know. I'm going to talk for 3, a.k.a. 42 minutes about him. I'm different than the rest of you.
Well, no, but that's interesting what you're saying, Amanda, about doing things right-handed, because there are definitely a lot of things that I do right-handed because that's probably how it was shown to me. But masturbating was never shown to me.
So you did left-handed.
So,
well, I will say when I do like Pilates and Pure Bar and whatever, even weights, kettlebell, my left side is always better balanced, stronger than my right side.
Huh.
I don't maybe know if it's just a balancing
your left
effort.
Side would be maybe your left side is lighter, so you're lifting I less think
that
weight.
I think that that has something to do with it, but it's just I have always noticed that more. I am better on left side.
Right, ooh, Shandy has a better idea.
Did you go to Catholic school? I know you're Catholic.
I did
because
not.
Because my dad went to Catholic school, and
I
they tried
not.
To make him be right-handed.
No, I know that. I know that theory, and no, I'm right-handed. Like, there's no doubt in my mind.
Like, is your dominant side really the left hand?
No,
and
it's
you just
it's
never
not.
Got to fully express that.
It's not. It's not. Right. I did not, you know, so I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. I guess maybe I should practice. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe if I masturbated with my left hand, I'd have more success. Maybe that's my problem this whole time.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Anyway, moving on for the sake of moving on.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm itching myself like a monkey, but it just
you're itching your left arm, your left armpit with your left hand.
That are happening.
It just felt like something I needed to do.
Holy shit, guys.
I was sitting on my right hand, so this one was available.
Yes. So
because the truth comes out.
Yeah.
You're always sitting on your dominant ball, so the other one's available.
The other one's available.
Which, can I just stop for a second and contemplate how fucking weird that is?
That you're always sitting on a ball.
That you like sit on your genitalia if you're a dude.
Well, we sit on our genitalia too, in a way.
That's true. I guess I always kind of thought you just kind of spreads out of the room. It just kind of moves to the side.
It might. I don't know.
Because you're sitting more on your butt and it's more like on the front. So I always just thought it was kind of like slightly up from where you're sitting, seated.
Maybe that's why they man spread.
Maybe that's why. That's definitely why they manspread. Well, part of the reason. That's not the sole
that's
reason.
That's maybe a small, small.
Yeah,
part
some of it is a lot of it is psychological, but
yes, I would say a majority. Right. But we did okay. So we did have a little bit more feedback on the way that you hang.
Yes,
John said. So I'm not really on the Twitter, but here are my thoughts. I go left for two reasons. One, the flap in men's underwear lends itself to hanging left. And maybe that's because the majority of men hang left. Maybe. Just thought.
I don't know, though. Says, I mean, if we are going to subscribe to the theory in every other topic that we talk about, that society forces something upon you.
Right. It's the same way as, like, red-handed scissors are better than left-handed scissors.
Maybe it's cheaper to put the inseam that forces you left.
Yep. That's, yeah. I would lean that way.
Maybe
I would lean towards what you're thinking.
Maybe the John Ford of underwear, when they started to mass produce that shit, maybe he had an inseam left and just forced everybody else to go that way.
I don't know though, because clothes follow like society and like, you know, like social norms and stuff. So like women's button-down shirts. Yes. In the fact that like women's button-down shirts button down the opposite way as men's because other people used to undress women.
Well, but you also figure mass producing of clothing is only something that's been in existence for, you know, inside of the past century. You know, not even the past 100 years, clothes have been mass produced for like a retail market. Things used to be like custom made, or you would buy the fabric and make it yourself.
Yeah, seriously, we need to go back to like caveman time and see which way their loins fell.
Yeah. So,
anyways,
okay. So John says, after you do your business and you're tucking yourself back in, also very strange. Just saying, it goes in from the right and ends up on the left. Two. May just be me, but when I was a teenager, I would get random erections. I would stick my left hand in my pocket to hold it down. I would use my left hand, as you tend to use your right hand for more things, i.e. opening doors, shaking hands, waving, etc. That is probably one of my favorite things I've ever read.
Right.
That's... This show is just filled of your favorite things.
It's all my favorite
things. All of Shandy's favorite things. Jinx!
I said these are a few of... I went down to music on it.
Well, I did too. I just customized it.
Nice.
Can I just say that that's awesome? And yeah. I don't know.
Also, man, that must suck. I am not sad that I was never an adolescent boy, because getting random erections, that sounds really mortifying.
Right.
Constantly horrifying. But I really like to read about it and the technique.
So,
the little techniques that were going
on. So I'm sorry for your pain, but thank you, because it's really entertaining me right now.
Okay, quick question.
Well, I mean, he's grown up now. It's fine.
Quick question. So what is it called if you hang and masturbate or whatever, like to the opposite side, because you're righty or lefty? Are you like peen righty or peen lefty? Like, is there a term for that?
No, but we can make one up.
Okay, we should think about this, crowdsource it maybe, or think about it by the end of the episode, because I kind of want to come up with this.
I like it.
Yeah,
like, I like it.
Left peensies, right peensies.
Left peensies. No. But is this exclusively what hand you jack off with? Is that what we're saying?
Sure. Like if you fall or you're like, I don't know, if you do something the opposite way, we gotta define this better. Okay.
What hand you hold it with when you're peeing?
Yeah.
I think that's usually also the same hand you write with.
I feel like that has to be too, because that's more dominance taking over, not like nature, like when jerking off. And then Nick had said there's no option for a tripod, and ha 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 ha. I think that was Nick joking around. Because I feel like, you know, Dan might have an argument for a tripod, but not Nick. Shade.
Ooh.
And then to finish this out, Shandy, there was some pretty awesome Twitter
response. I know. I've had so many interactions on Twitter. Ed was like, what kind of poll was this?
Yeah, you were like, it's a right one or a left one.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's like, interesting choice of words.
Exactly. It's my favorite kind. Rick said, it just falls where it falls. There's no conscious placement of it. Mine falls left. Right. He confirms the majority here. Matthew says, to clarify, based on your scientific discussion, I'm left-handed, but hanging right.
Ooh.
So there we go.
So he's right peensies.
And then Matt, he's right peensies. Left-handed, but right peensies. And then Matt said, curious to see how this discussion started. More incentive to catch up on my broads. In fucking deed.
Why are you not caught up, dude? Fuck you, get current. I guess if you're listening to this, you are current. But get more current if you're
listening from the future, Lord knows how many episodes we've already done. Yeah. From the future.
We're probably 50 by now.
Yep. Boobs down for a waist. Depressing.
All right. Regarding Big Little Lies, Mike said, I watched it after having coffee with Uncle Larry, rest in peace, in Monterey. He sold me on it, and maybe it's the best show I've seen this year. Just incredible acting and storytelling. Yes, so Mike was in Monterey, and he actually, and I think I had this conversation, Mike and Joanne was there too, and she can hopefully back me up, that he said that he was also training for a marathon, like when you were, or I think he maybe did his marathon. It was 10K, whatever. He was running though when he was out there, and he said that he passed somebody, or somebody was running ahead of him that he swore was you, but he didn't want to be that creepy person that was like, "Are you Shandy?" And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, that's the best part. You're in public. You'd be like, "Shandy," and then you know if that person turned around and it wasn't Shandy, you could be like, "Oh, sorry, I was talking to the person ahead of you." Like,
After the initial, fuck you, don't talk to me when I'm wearing headphones, I would have been like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
To be honest though, if he would have yelled behind me, I really wouldn't have heard him. It wouldn't have been me like doing the whole like I'm ignoring you thing. It would have been, straight up.
At the time, you would probably have been listening to S-Town.
Yes. True. Yes. I would have been crushing S-Town.
But serious.
So you might have been crying. Like you just were not, like you were just focused.
Random little redhead ran by me that was listening to S-Town and crying.
Like,
But I would have.
Calling me, listen to this.
And you know what? He would have been like, I made her listen to this, because he did make
her listen to this. Nice. It all comes around. But seriously, everyone listening right now, if you're in Monterey, fucking California, like hit me up. Yeah. Don't just come
podcast
to the exact
listeners are the exception to headphones.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then Rhea, a sad fat dragon with no friends, our last episode. JP said, my offer to Boston was $1,000 if he looked Jeffrey in the eyes while making out with him.
Ooh.
Then Mike followed up with, to add some context, Jeffrey had gotten progressively more intoxicated, and by the time Chris met him, he was pretty lit. My guess is he was very aggressive, a very aggressive maker-outer. Just from the hour-long conversation I had. And then Dan totally undersold himself and said, fuck, I would have done that shit for $750. No, you hold out for four figures, dude. You have some pride. Respect for yourself. Four figures.
You don't haggle down. If the offer was $1,000, you don't say, no, I'll just do it for $750.
Yeah, exactly. Have some
Haggle up.
Yeah,
I do believe that on the podcast I was last week, I was like, shit, I'd do that for $100.
Yeah, you did say that. And I maintain, no, I take the extra $1,000.
Nope. Beautiful flower. You haggle up.
Yeah. Danny said, I listened to this last night. I'm sad Andy and I missed out on Cards Against Humanity, but having dinner with my cousin was nice. The six of us haven't been together in 5 years. And that's awesome. Aww. So that we missed awesome. You too. Yeah. But next year, it's going to be awesome. Yep. Matt said Anonymous 69 should invest in some motion detectors. That's very true. Because, yeah. But anyway, I guess we'll finish up this show real quick with an anonymous update. And I can take this one, guys, if you want, because...
why don't I do it? I haven't done anything other than sit here and apply stupid snarky comments.
I'm like super pumped up. Like, I don't know. You'd think I just like ran a marathon or had sex or something. Like, I'm like, ooh, guys, I got some energy.
Maybe you did both.
Maybe I did both. I mean, that was, a long pee break.
Okay. So the email. Hi, Shandy. Dun, 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 dun. Hi, Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen. I was one of the early anonymouses, or the anonymi.
It looks like anonymous a mouses.
Yeah, right. I just thought it was a typo. I was like,
anonymous.
Anonymous.
I feel like this is anonymous number of like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
Nice.
I think it's one, maybe one. One or two.
I actually haven't read this email yet, so I'm not sure. Let's keep going. Anyway, my issue actually, originally was my spouse contacting a person that had cheated with in the past again. Oh, right. Yes, this was an earlier.
This is anonymous number 3.
Okay.
I literally have no idea. I'm just pulling
but that. But you're right. It was within the first few.
I'm left-handed pulling that out of my ass.
Great. Things have gone much better the last several months, and she removed herself from the situation that caused her to have regular contact with him. That's good. I was truly grateful and just accepted her doing what she thought was best without making demands. It truly helped our relationship by removing an unnecessary hurdle.
And that's awesome.
That is really awesome. That is really, really great. The situation she removed herself from is basically a circle of formerly mutual friends that get together each week. I removed myself from that group during our separation just to make it easier for everyone, including myself. It's been a few years since then, and really only one person reached out to see if I was okay during that time. I don't begrudge anyone not doing so, but because of that, I don't see any reason to reconnect with people who turned out to only be casual acquaintances and nothing more. They are friends to her, though, and I don't want her to lose that. I don't know if I can rejoin the group because of the presence of the person she cheated with. It just would not be any emotionally healthy place for me, and I've truly worked hard to be in a stable, happy place. That said, I would never ask her to give her friends up. I appreciate the break from her being a part of that for a few months to regain our footing as a couple, but I can't expect her to leave her friends by the wayside. I guess I'm looking for a way to balance this and work to trust her being around him. I'm willing to work at it and compromise. I just don't know what would be fair or reasonable. Thanks and sorry for being long-winded. Side note, I literally just, in the middle of typing this, ran into him around town and could feel my heart pounding with rage. Not that I blame him more than her. I blame him for his part because I thought he was a friend. Also, how ironic is that?
That is very ironic. Seriously. Right? This is tough because it's like his head knows, like his human emotions and heart know something different than his head.
Yeah, and I guess I'm unclear, and maybe that's dyslexia talking and reading and not really being able to process, but it sounds like she already removed herself from this friends group already.
She removed herself without his request.
Right.
The last update that we had from this person, wasn't it that he couldn't, didn't he just say, like, she was in contact with him, so wouldn't that be within this group?
Yeah, I was truly grateful and just accepted her doing what she thought was best without making demands.
Yeah.
Which would make me think.
Okay. Yeah,
sorry.
That she removed herself from the situation, but he at the same time doesn't want to be the cause of her not having friends.
Well,
so then what's the, like,
it's just
sort
one
of
person, though.
That, and that's what I was going to say. Like, this group of friends, I get it if they all hang out a lot together, but you also don't have to, like, you can just hit up a couple of them.
But
it doesn't always have to be the whole group, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's like constructive, like they all are on like a pub team or like they're all on like an intramural softball league or something, like something where they have to all hang out as a group all the time.
Yeah, because you could still just invite one of them to like go get a drink with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he can, or if they like as a couple can invite, if there's other couples a part of this or just other friends, they could do that too. I think that it's a really positive sign that if she removed herself, you know, on her own accord, like, that's great, right? That's a good sign that she means, you know,
she's
serious.
She's doing the stuff to make everything work. And I think that, I mean, I really like this writer's sort of, when he talks about, like, not wanting to be the cause of her not, like, hanging out with these other people, like, I understand the sort of difficulty in finding that balance, but I think it's really important because he could have just been like, well, we need to write off all these people. And I think it's important to realize that she did have these other friends and that just because this other person happens to be involved, like you can't, it's, you know, not necessarily reasonable to ask somebody to give up all of their friend group. So maybe progressively they could just hang out with some of them. And then I also think, first of all, time truly does heal almost all wounds. So it might just take more time for some of the other stuff. But I'm interested in this other guy that he thought was a friend, that he was the one that had an affair with his wife.
Well, it sounds like whatever this whole group of things were, that he and this other guy were a part of this group of friends. And yeah. Then
It sounds like as a couple, they were part of this friends group. And right. Then this happened and he kind of removed himself.
Right. Yeah. No, I got that.
Right. Sorry.
But what I'm wondering is if our anonymous emailer has ever had a conversation with that guy about it. And like, maybe this is something that neither of them wants, so maybe it's a moot point, but it's possible that maybe if they had a conversation about it and there was maybe an apology in the future, he at least wouldn't have to feel so angry.
But
when
that
he saw
would
him.
Involve making somebody else apologize. Maybe that other person doesn't want to.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe the other person doesn't want to. And then you can know that, okay, well, it's not worth it. Like, because if that person doesn't see, like, I'm not going to demonize him for what he did, but if he doesn't see that his actions affected people's lives and who were his friends and can't understand that that's something that could be worth apologizing for, then there you have your answer, and maybe it's not worth trying to repair that relationship. But I'm just saying, maybe
yeah, I'm not okay with
that. I think it's a matter is like how important that closure is to you.
Mm-hmm. That's like getting a great point, Amanda.
If it's worth sacrificing like some potential issues for her and being a part of that friend group and the awkwardness, if like that's more important, then by all means.
But I'm not saying that they need to be friends. I'm just saying like he ends the email by saying, "Oh, I just ran into him and I just feel like all this anger." And so I'm just saying, even just for that, like to slightly better about that time, and if people were interested in having a conversation, they could have a conversation.
I see both of your points, but like if you guys used to be friends and then, you know, you had an affair with your wife and chased you from your social situations, and now, you know, your wife feels, or partner or whatever it is, feels like they can't be a part of that social situation because they know that it makes you uncomfortable. I couldn't the whole thing just be solved easily by the other person that was equally to blame being like, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake" as well?
Yeah, but I think that's also really hard for some people. And it shouldn't be that, like, we should all as human beings and adults be able to apologize when we do something in the wrong. But some people just don't have the strength of character to be able to do that.
Yeah, totally.
Which is unfortunate.
Totally agree. But I feel like the grown-up thing to do, if there was genuine whatever, would be to own up to that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. I totally get what you're saying.
Own up to that if in this situation, like, you know, like you were friends with the other person and, you know, all of that. And the difference was the person that was, you know, on the other side is now left out of things. And then that caused the other person to be left out of things too. Like, you know, wouldn't just clearing the air kind of be okay?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Exactly, and that's why I was suggesting that. But and I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I think that the other person's reaction will tell you exactly what you need to know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I have 2 points.
Okay.
Point one: I think the anger and the rage over seeing this guy is probably because it's just not misplaced. No. Yeah, it's not misplaced, but it is placed on him because it's probably safer to place the anger on him than it is on the wife, knowing that they're working through their anger. So whatever anger is residual is probably just going on the other guy, because as we've already discussed, like, that is the unresolved part.
Right. Well, we've had – the previous email, though, spoke about anger with the wife, though.
Right. And there seems to be working through that and at a much better place. But it seems as though the anger over the situation clearly has not gone away completely. So I think that's why it's sort of being placed towards the other guy, because that is the part that is unresolved. Mm-hmm. The other part, the part about the feeling like you want to make sure that your wife still has friends and not lose her friends because of this, I think seeing as how this was something that she made the decision to move forward on, I would suggest to continue to do as he's doing and to kind of just support and be accepting and maybe talk to her about this, that, you know, that you are concerned that you don't want her to lose her friends and that that's important to you, and to let her know that if she wants to keep in contact with those people, that's okay. That he respects and is really appreciative of her stepping out of this friend group to fix the relationship. And because of that, you know, just sort of, this is a concern of his. But just to kind of let her take the lead as she sort of already has been, I think that was a really smart, a smart plan of action, and I would suggest to continue it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're going to finish up real quick on a happier note with a follow-up voicemail from Nicole. Because everybody is waiting on pins and needles about, did she get the job or didn't she get the job?
Hey, Amanda.
Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe she changes over.
Yeah, stay on those pins and needles a few seconds longer.
A little bit longer.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Nicole. I just wanted to give you guys an update. And I got the job. And I was I was a bit shocked, really, because it just was my first interview. And I knew it went well. But, yeah, it's really exciting. And I can't wait to start next school year. And now I have a lot of clothes shopping to do because I've been at home for, like, 11 years. So, woo-hoo, more clothes. So I will talk to you later. Thank you so much for the advice and the encouragement. And love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Yay! That's yes! Awesome. I love happy endings.
Yes, that's what everyone says.
Yes. May we suggest Stitch Fix?
Yeah. And just tell them that you're looking for to update your professional wardrobe, yes, and they'll
exactly.
take care of you.
That's what I did with mine.
Exactly. We should totally Yay. Be a sponsor, or they should totally be a sponsor.
Hey, Stitch Fix, if you're listening, please sponsor this podcast.
Yes, please
with
do.
With basic free ad.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do.
That's awesome.
Currently,
oh,
2/3
that.
Of us are subscribers to your service.
Yes.
Make it the True. Full 100.
No, but seriously, this is awesome. Like, yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, that's yeah. such good.
One for one. Damn.
Yeah. Clearly had nothing to worry about because girl got some skills.
Holla. Yay.
Yay. All right. Thank you again to all of our patrons. If you have any feedback that you would like to give to us, you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. That has a the in front of it, Amanda. Yep.
It has a the.
Or you can...
Because we're classy like that.
Mm-hmm. You can give us a call. That is 331-BROADS3, 331-276-2373. If you want to be a patron, again, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack. You can go to janejack.com. There is a link on the top of the page. We have a lot of fun in our patrons group. It really is a lot of fun every day. If you would like to shop on Amazon, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon. That also helps us out as well. So if you'd like to do that, that would be great too. Hit us up. We've got a lot of content. A lot of
there's
content.
The word.
Woo, I just totally lost that word.
There's so many
I should
words.
Have eaten dinner. A lot of content that has come to come out in the last So I feel like we're gonna have some explosive feedback episodes, not diarrhea. I wasn't saying that. Just
oh, I was not thinking of that either.
Oh, explosive well, jizz. Right, left, potty, not potty. Whatever you got to do, just do it. I'll give you a Cars toy for it. No, Jay will. I'll give you a Hershey's kiss for your Hershey kiss in the potty. Also, we are going to be doing a live show on Wednesday, June 14th, and that will celebrate our one-year anniversary. We recorded our very first show on June 14th of 2016, so we are going to celebrate our one-year anniversary / birthday on that day. If you have any favorite moments or episodes or jokes or emails or anything that you want, because we're going to have some downtime in the summer where we're on vacation or whatever. So we're hoping to kind of get some inspiration via what you guys have loved for us to talk about and maybe do even a clip show live. If you have anything of that, please also let us know. Again, the broadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Do it up. Hit us up. We would love to know. We want to have a epic birthday celebration. I promise I will wear the same boob shirt that I wore for the Cougar Party.
It's your birthday shirt.
It's my birthday shirt. That'll be the second time I've worn it since I turned 21. So, but anyway, on that note, I think it's time for us to go. You know, if we're not having as much feedback as we usually do, we got a lot of great moments this episode. I vote for Hey Siri being our episode title.
Fine by me.
That was probably my favorite thing in the entire world. So, yeah.
I hope you all have a lovely, wonderful weekend. And thank you for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Bye. Peace.
Goodbye.
I always want to say the tribe is spoken, but I can't.
Yes.
All right. Peace, guys. Bye.
Bye. The tribe did not speak this week.
Nope. No, they didn't. Bye.
Sorry, that was totally my fault. But I was always a maybe. But
it's okay.
I edited the show instead, so it worked out.
Good.
Oh, no, there's no tribe this week. What will I do?
I still put those airplane bottles to good use on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, we're already off air. Right? I thought you were done.
Nope.
I was done.
That's what she said.
Ooh.
No, she was just happy she got to finish.
Okay, that's right. We checked first.
Yep.
Bye.